升高旁边的 comforter 还是 comfort 怎么样？开始了吧。
Comforters come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord this evening for His mercy and for His grace to every one of us in this house this evening. Father God, we bow in Thy presence this evening. We thank You, Lord, indeed that the Comforter has come. And oh, Father God, we just commit ourselves to Thee this evening hour. We pray, God, that the great Holy Ghost, that Spirit that raised You from the dead, will manifest in our service this evening, that Thou wilt move in our hearts this evening and comfort us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, draw nigh now to Thy children. Let every work of the enemy come to naught, and let Your name be uplifted and exalted this evening, Lord. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise the Lord for mercy this evening and for grace. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. One of them be just cornering a Bible to Stephen and thinking of a few scriptures on now. This here's a new Bible I have. I want to just... the pages is a habit, they're fine pages, but they have a wee habit of sticking together. And sort of sometimes you'd be looking for a place and you'd turn over and you'd have two pages torn and you'd wonder where you were. But want to turn to 2 Timothy in chapter 3, and maybe we'll stand for the reading of the verses if you had your chapters found. 2 Timothy in chapter 3, and we'll stand for the reading. Just want to read a few verses here in this chapter 3, and you'll find it will stand for to read the Word of God. We know that God will bless His Word this evening. We know that the devil's defeated. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne, that He's coming again. And we are expecting God to do great things for us in the coming days. And I believe He will. Praise His name this evening. It says this here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, "This know also at the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, cowardice, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truth baiters, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, heavy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." And we know that God will bless His Word till our hearts this evening. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You know, it's just, I've so many things this evening and so many things that I could speak about this evening. It's just maybe hard to know where to start. But we're just leading that the Holy Ghost will lead this evening and give the things that should be said. And let me say from the outset, you know, when God brought Israel out of Egypt and He sent a prophet for to bring them out, there had to be a prophet come down. And you know, that prophet was like God. Now, listen to what I'm going to say this evening, and I don't want to sound contrary. You might think this is maybe a wee bit different from what you hear. But I want you to listen carefully to what I say. Now, that prophet was like God. And you know, when that prophet met, he met with a pillar of fire. And he met with a pillar of fire, he received a commission. And God sent him down to Pharaoh with a message. And God has sent a prophet in this last day again to the Pharaoh of this age with a message. And He has said to this Pharaoh of this age, "Let my people go." And you know, when God brought them out of Egypt and God gave them the Passover lamb so that He could bring them out, and He brought them out under the token, and the token that He brought them out under was the blood. Under the blood of the Lamb. And they had to be under the blood, or if they weren't under the blood, they would die. And you see today, we've got preachers and pulpits with a bloodless gospel. I spoke with a wee man not so very long ago. Very civil person he is. And I said certain things to him. I said, you know, this is the most deceptive age and the most deceiving age of any age that you've lived in. And he looked at me. Now he attends an evangelical assembly, not naming no names or recalling any names or anything. But he related to me a funeral he had been at that a priest had preached at. And he said how well the priest spoke. He said it's the reality of it. There's no point in talking about it if your life's not right. Well, I want to say this evening, that priest certainly didn't preach what Paul preached.
Amen.
He didn't say what Paul said, for Paul said that they were forbidden to marry and abstaining from meats from such turn away, and he says that in here. Amen. In Timothy. Now I want to tell you this evening, you have put on your television and you have all sorts of stuff on television. You'll have what they call it, Trinitarian broadcasting. And you'll have all this type of stuff that you've on, and you'll have all these things. Some of the things they say is good. But a lot of things that they say is come out of Rome. And the doctrine that they had come from Rome. Roman Catholic doctrine, Trinitarian doctrine, three gods, three persons in the Godhead. There's one person and one person only. And you know, whenever Brother Biscoll had the question, he was going to ask Brother Branham, and he was with Brother Branham, he was going to ask him a question. One was on the Godhead. And you know that Brother Branham, he never got asked him. Brother Branham said to him, you have three questions you want to ask me. He told him what they were, and he said the one on the Godhead. And he said to him, the one on the Godhead, he says, you can't be told it. It can't our words be explained to you. If you could explain God, you wouldn't be God.
Amen.
But he said to him, it's a revelation. And he says, you pray God that he'll show you, and I'll pray God that he'll give you the revelation. You hear so much stuff today. You hear them on talking, and they're purporting to give the word of the Lord. And they're saying they preach what Paul preached. And you hear people today, and they say they'll give a woman the pulpit, and whoever they give the woman the pulpit, they're given her authority.
Amen.
And Paul, he said that the woman wasn't to speak in the church, and she wasn't to teach, and she wasn't to usurp authority over a man. Now, some of you ladies might think that, oh, that's he's just been hammering us. No, I'm not. I want you to listen. There's godly women, real godly women, real. If you read this Bible, and you'll see there was godly women, real godly women. But you know, today they're out of place. And they claim to have the Holy Ghost. And they claim to have the Holy Ghost, and they bob off their hair. Maybe for some reason you maybe had to have. Now, don't misunderstand me this evening. Maybe some reason or something happened that your hair had to be short. That's all that. God doesn't condemn you for that. But when you know the Scripture, and then them things, you ought to obey the Scripture. And you see these ladies on, and if they come on, they have these, I call them long johns, skin tight and low tops, and purporting to give you the word of the Lord. Will they not give me a word from the Lord? For I've heard a prophet. I remember met a wee man one day, he was a Jehovah Witness, and he started to tell me all the different things, and I said to him, I follow a message brought by a prophet of God. And I said, I want to tell you something by a vindicated prophet.
Yeah.
He looked at me. He never come. He was glad to get out. So he was. He looked. He took some look at me. Vindicated. We know that when Brother Branham preached and when he said the things that he said, and he said, now if I have told you the truth, he'll come and back it up. Now you've heard men call a name and they say there's a George in here, or there's a Joe in here. But a judge or a Jew never makes any answer. But Brother Branham never said there's a judge or a Jew in here. He said such and such a thing, and such is your name, and you live at such an address. Exactly. Not wee bit here or wee bit there. Exactly what it was. Just like the prophet Samuel said to Saul. He said to Saul, you stand here and I'll show you. And he said, your father was searching for the asses that you were looking for, and now he's left off from searching for them and he's looking for you.
That's great.
Now whenever these people come out of Egypt, someone said they could have done the journey in 40 days. But they didn't do the journey in 40 days. I don't know if that's exactly, but they said they could have done it in a short time. But they didn't do the journey in 40 days. It took them 40 years to do the journey. And God took them 40 years. You know why it took them 40 years to do the journey? Because they chided, they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited God. They put a restrictor on God. And God said because they'd done that, they'd never enter the promised land. And they didn't enter the promised land. They died in the wilderness. It was the only two that entered in that come out with them was Caleb and Joshua. And they went in because they believed the Lord. They brought back a good report. And you know, you think of these things today. And you think that John was speaking this morning, he said about Pentecost. I'm not interested in the Pentecostal denomination. I'm interested in the Pentecostal experience.
Amen.
And the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you know, I said to this man, if it had been a deceiving age, I turned on the wireless one day, I was coming up, I was doing a message, and I put the wireless on in the motor, and they come on and they were introducing this man. He was some, I'm not saying any name, but he was a father. And they were doing a seminar. I mean, what was he speaking on? He was speaking on the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Now you see that discernment, word of knowledge, healing the sick. And don't you tell me that God doesn't heal them. He heals everybody. And you know, you'll speak to some Roman Catholics about healing, and sometimes when you're talking to them, God will heal them. I spoke to one man and God touched him while I talked to him, and I didn't even say I would pray for him. I said I would ask this group here to pray for him. I said to them that I go to a wee group of people and that we pray for sick people. And I said, I'll ask the people to remember you in prayer. And he said, would you? And I said, I would. And he turned around in a second or two after it, and he says to me, you know, he says, I feel different. Something has happened to me. God touched him. God healed him. He couldn't pull a pin out of the ground with his hand, and the next day he was fit to do it. He got his back hurt. And he was off work for a long time. But God touched him. So you can't say, oh, it's not God that's doing it, it's God that's doing it. For the simple reason God said, I pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
So you see what I'm trying to say, when they come out, they chided against God. And God gave them manna. And he gave them flesh. And it says that while it was yet in their mouth, God smote them. And you know, God smote them. And then, whenever they come up in a certain land of place, and they come up in a certain land of place, Balak heard Balaam for to curse Israel. Now, some people might think he was a prophet. He was a false prophet. But he had a genuine gift. When he knew how to approach God, and he made the sacrifices with the salmon ornaments, and he said, you stay here and I'll go there and see what it's saying. It said, that the man, with his eyes open, falling into the trance, he's seen a vision. And he's seen the vision, and you know, he's seen the vision, but he couldn't curse Israel. He couldn't curse them because God didn't allow him to curse them. So when God didn't allow him to curse them, there was the king, he was really disturbed because he didn't. He says, I have heard you to do it, but he says, you have every time instead of cursing them, you have blessed them. But you know, God told the Israelites, when he had let them go into the country, when he let them go over Jordan to go into the land, to possess the land, they were to destroy the inhabitants of the land. And God gave them a word. And the word that God gave them was to destroy the inhabitants of the land. And he says, you'll not give your daughters to their sons, neither will you take their daughters for your sons. You know why? The reason for it was them group of people in them lands, like the, what would you say, the Amorites, the Hittites, and the Hivites, and all them different types of people, they all worship strange gods. They all, some of them sought the living to the dead, some of them made human sacrifices. They worshipped a different God from the God of Israel, which wasn't a God, which was Satan. And yeah, that's why they weren't to give their children to them, because they would turn them to that type of worship. Now, one of the greatest men in the Bible turned from the true God, and he done what he shouldn't have done, and that was King Solomon. And if you look up the Bible and read your Bible, you'll find out that Solomon, he married many different women, and as all the different women, he took the king of Egypt's daughter and he took the different ones, and he built them houses for the gods of what they belonged to. And they worshipped Baal. And they worshipped Baal. And Baal was a pagan worship of the sun god. And I want to say something here tonight, and you might think it's strange, but I'm going to tell you this evening now. God had to send a prophet. And aren't he? For the simple reason was this. For that message to take us back to the original Pentecost.
Yes, yes.
Not to the denomination Pentecost, for the denomination Pentecost is mixed up with the charismatic movement, and they have all these different things that they have today which don't really pertain to God, which at the end of the day God is going to judge. And Brother Branham said, a man that preaches the Trinity is a false prophet. That's what he said. That's what God's prophet said. You know what Moses said? Whenever they said that Balaam got round them, he got down, he got them at their back parts, and he get them for the good, and the what did they do? They held a big party. They held a big thing, a mob in them, and they held a big thing. And they said, it'll be no harm to go down. We can fellowship with them, but we don't have to believe what they believe. Is that right? That's what they said. We don't have to take their doctrine. But you know, whenever they went down and they partook with them, it says that those Moabite women, they stripped off. And they danced naked before them. And they caused the men of Israel for to do that which they shouldn't have been doing. You know what I'm talking about? And God was angry with them. And God sent five serpents amongst them for to slay them.
Yes.
And when they played, they had so many thousands of them died. But God said to Moses lay on his face on the ground before God, so that God would save them, for he says that the enemy will say, you brought them out, but you couldn't save them.
Right.
But the Lord showed them, said, you take and make a brass serpent, a brazen serpent, and put the brazen serpent on the pole, and whosoever looketh upon the brazen serpent will be healed, they'll live. And that's what they had to do. They had to lift up the brazen serpent in the wilderness so that they could live. You know, if God brings you out, he doesn't want to take you in again.
Amen.
He doesn't want to put you under any bondage again. You know, Paul said to the Galatians, I marvel that is your sin removed.
Yes.
To that which is not a gospel, which is another gospel.
Yeah.
And you know, part of this stuff, you know, Luther come out with the truth, or had a truth. Luther's truth was the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
Luther's truth was that you need to be born again. But he still had a lot of stuff that pertained to mammon. Now I want to say Luther was a good man of God. He was God's man. But you see what they done? The Roman Church organized a movement called the Jesuits to counteract the Reformation. And I want to tell you today that Jesuits are still as real today as they were when they first were formed. And the designs and the doctrines of Rome are still the same today as they first were formed. I was in the Orange Order, and when I was in the Orange Order, they opened the order with prayer and Bible reading, which they done, which was good. But they used to pray for Rome. And you can't pray for Rome. For the simple reason that you can't pray for her is this. God said he would cast her into the bear. And those that would commit fornication with her, he would kill them with death. And God sent a prophet to open the seas to let her see what that meant. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, maybe I'm jumping from place to place a wee bit too quick. But it would take a lot of time just to... It would take maybe a couple of hours to go down through this. But I'm not going to keep the 2 hours a night or like that. You're all right. Don't be getting scared now that I'm going to keep you too late. I'm not going to do that. But I want you to listen. And you know, the European Union... is the Antichrist system. And the European Union is the worship of Baal. And you know, the different systems that they have is all to gain money. Their coffers is full. You know, they kicked up, you know, about Trump. Because Trump said he was going to pull out of the United Nations and he wasn't going to pay any more dollars. And they have some by on reporting that he can't pull out. Well, I'll tell you something. He can do what he wants to do. He's a separate country from the European Union.
Yeah,
and Mrs. May, no harm to her. She went down with her cap in her hand to the Antichrist system for to try to get a deal like a defeated country. I was always brought up to believe that Britain won the war, that they didn't lose the war. And I want to say this evening from this platform, they betrayed the men that fought in the First World War, and they betrayed the men that fought in the Second World War. And why did they do it? You know, one of the churches, the names meant dominating female. And the Baal religion, that was the priestess in it, and priests. And it was the domination of it, dominating female. Now, I don't want to call any names tonight or say anything that's on the tape, and I don't want to say it too much because some people maybe take offense and say, you know, they'd say you were preaching hatred. I'm not preaching hatred. I'm telling you the truth. You know, and there was a dominating female. Well now, you got a prime minister in England that's a woman. You got the same here. You got the same in Germany. And you've got a government in America. I listen sometimes to a man called John Hagee, and John Hagee's very good on some things. He's very good on the Jews. He's very good on the prophecy about the Jews. And sometimes I just listen. I love to hear what he has to say about the Jews. And sometimes I listen to him and he made a statement. He said that there is a government inside America working to destroy the government that already is in America. And he says, I'm praying that they'll not succeed. You've only to watch television, the news, to know that that's right. You know, I'm no smart man. And by any means. And even I knew it. And you're going to need God to listen to these things and watch these things to know that these things are right. And you know, this is a deception. This is a deception. And they say, oh well, you just don't have to accept their doctrine, but you can go along with it. You can't go along with it. For the Bible says what concord hath Baal with Christ. And the Bible says what concord hath light with darkness. And so forth. And you've arrived at the day, even a man that wasn't a Christian man said to me one day, he was talking about these things, talking about the wars and talking about the things. And you know, he said to me, doesn't the Bible say something about them calling light darkness and light? And I says it does. And he says, didn't it say they'll call sweet bitter and bitter sweet? I says it does. It does say them. He says, I thought it said them. That's an unsaved man. He's more like than somebody that professed to be saved. I tell you, it's, you know, in a way, you start to think about it. And you know, it's not there. You know, they're not preaching the gospel. I'm telling you, they're not preaching the gospel. Paul preached, no way. They're not. They couldn't be. For if there were them things, the different things would be different. And you get along, and you get this lady come along, and she, before she's received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I don't doubt that the Holy Ghost hasn't come upon her all right, but she... What's wrong? There's something amiss. There's something not right. For she dresses like a man. And she acts like a man. You know, what did Jesus say? By their fruits you'll know them. He says the men gather figs of thorns. Do you gather grapes of briars? Does an apple tree produce lemons? Doesn't do it. It doesn't do it. But you think this today, and they say, oh, dear, it doesn't matter. We all can be one. Mommy's turned, Rome has turned. Leopard can't change his spots. Still the same old Antichrist system. Still the same popery. Still the same worship of Baal. Change the days. Change the seasons. Change the times. Your calendar's not even right. They changed it too. And I'll tell you something, the date on your paper's not even right. For by the lies, isn't it?
Amen.
I listened to a wee thing where it was Lester Summerall, and I listened to a wee thing about him, and he said about going to meet Smith Wigglesworth, and he was preaching somewhere, and Smith Wigglesworth was there, and he's in the platform, and Smith Wigglesworth says to him, and he said he was preaching, and he was wondering what way Smith Wigglesworth to think of how he preached, and Smith Wigglesworth said, you need to come up to see me. And he said to Smith Wigglesworth, when will I come? He says, any time you like. So he got the train and he said he travelled from somewhere. He was in London and he travelled out to wherever Smith Wigglesworth lived. And he had the paper underneath his arm and he wrapped on Smith Wigglesworth's ear. And Smith Wigglesworth come to the door and he said, there's a big stately man, like a sort of near, what I took the way described him, near like an army sergeant major. And he said to him, hello, come in. And he says, what's that you have under your arm? He says, that's the local newspaper. He says, I don't allow any lies into my house, leave it outside. So he went in, he sat down, and they sat down, and he says, Smith Wigglesworth said to him, I was praying. And they prayed a bit, he said, and then he said, he lifted the Bible and he read the Bible for about an hour. And then he said, he prayed again. And then he said he read the Bible for about an hour again. He said, I thought he was going to maybe give me some, you know, like word or some sort of course say, tell me some of the experiences and tell me I'll do this or do that. He said, he didn't do none of that. He said, I did. And they said, the next thing his daughter came in the room and she said, the dinner's ready. Come for your dinner. So they went in and he said they had a roast beef dinner. He said a great dinner. And he said he went in and he said when the dinner and all was tough, he said he never said, well, that's it. He said he just rose from the table abruptly. He never said goodbye, good day, just went out through the door. And the daughter, she came in and she says, he always goes to bed every day after he gets his dinner. And she says, you may go, you may come. He says, she says, you can come back. He said, When? Any time you like. He said, you can go back any time you like. And he said, you know, he sort of felt a bit let down. You know, he thought he was going to maybe hear, you know, some of the great things the Lord had done in the man's ministry. But he said, you know, I thought I was let down a bit, but he said, as I come away, and he says, and I started to walk, and he says, no, he says, a ray dawned on me, he says, I had got something. Something, he says, I had got something. And he says he went back and forth several times to him. Then he told them, he was on and taught some college or something, talking to some students, and the principal of the college asked Lester Simmerall, would he tell them some of the experiences he had with Smith Wigglesworth. And he said one he could remember, he was in a prayer meeting, or not a prayer meeting, he was in a meeting. And they said, bring your worst case. The worst case that you have, he said, bring him up to the prayer line. And they brought this man up on a stretcher. And Smith Wigglesworth said to them, can you get him on the stretcher? And said, what's wrong? And he said, he had cancer. And he was dying with cancer. And he says, Smith Wigglesworth stood in front of him. And he never said nothing. He says, he won his fist round and round like this here. He says, like he was winding it up. And he says, he hit him in the stomach such a slap. You would have heard it all over the building. He said, your man dropped on the floor. And the man that was with him was a doctor. And he got down alongside him and put his hands in his neck. And he says, turned around, he looked up at Smith Wigglesworth. And Smith Wigglesworth said to Smith Wigglesworth, you have killed him. He's dead. And he says, you'll be took out to court for this. We'll sue you for this. You've killed this man. And he says, I looked to see what was going to happen. And he says, Smith Wiggle turned around and looked at him. And he says, sit down and shut up. And he says, he said it to him really abrupt. Sit down and shut your mouth, he says. And he says, he sat down. And he says, Smith Wiggle never looked at the man that fell on the floor. He was going down the line. Praying for the people. He said, when he got about the camp people, your man went up to the floor and went down to him. And the doctor said, it's a miracle, it's a miracle, it's a miracle. But you know, them scrims powerful testimonies. They're powerful testimonies of what God's doing. But we couldn't come in here tonight and hit somebody. Well, if God really showed you and told you, you could. But if you thought you would do what he done, it wouldn't work for you. But he done what God told him to do. This has been obedient to God. You know, John was saying about the woman this morning. You know, it's a lovely story. It's more than a story. It's a great account of what God done. And you know something? Do you know why it happened? It happened because the woman acted on the word of the prophet. That woman never could have got that oil on her own. She never would have got it. She never would have got that oil on her own. But God had a man that could hear his voice and which the word of the Lord was. And he could speak a word. And when he spoke that word, God honored that word. And that's how that woman got her oil. Amen. And you know something? I want to say this to you tonight. You know, the Bible says they asked Jesus the question. They asked Jesus the question about the virgins. There was 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish, and the 5 that took oil in their lamps, and the other 5 didn't bother taking any oil. They just took whatever was in the lamp, but it says the other ones, they took oil with them, and they didn't take any, and whenever it says the cry went forth, and they arose and trimmed their lamps. But you know, it says at the midnight hour, all the virgins slept. They were all sleeping. The 5 with the oil, they were sleeping too.
Yes.
And you know, the ones with the no oil, or ones that only had what oil was in the lamp, they were sleeping too. But there was a cry made at the midnight hour. Is that not like our day? Jesus says that's what way it would be.
Right.
Is that not like our day? Did there not come forth a cry at the midnight hour? You know something, I think, I just couldn't be sure about it, but I think It was from God gave Abraham a promise. I think it's in maybe Genesis 12 or so, where God gave Abraham the promise. I think till Jesus come on the scene, it was 17 jubilees. And from AD 33, when Jesus Christ went to heaven, and when he was crucified and rose from the dead again, till into our times, I want to say this now, maybe not yet putting it right to you, but I want you to say this to you. Brother Branham believed. He didn't say that he prophesied it, he said he thought it would happen, that by 1977 would end it. But the reason Brother Branham said that, there was an urgency on. But not only that there was, but he had reckoned by looking at the scripture and by reading the chronological or the account of some of the Jews or some of the historians from that time till 1977, from 33 AD to 1977 would be another 17 jubilees. And man's number is 6. And it's almost 6,000 years from you reading Genesis to now. So, it's nearly a week. How close are we tonight to the coming of the Lord? You know, I meant to take my watch out now. Maybe take a bit of time to get to this. But, it'll see now. It's a bad job when you don't own one end of the watch from the hour. It's a queer moment if up preaching here, it doesn't know the bottom of the watch from the top of the watch, isn't it? I think it's 7:10. Is that right? Is that right, Gary? What? Right. I'll not go on too much longer, but I want to get this to you. I was saying about the jubilees. You notice how that God vindicated them when he gave him the 7 prophecies and the 7 visions that he seen that would come, and all them things before it happened. Now, this man amongst the Jews today giving prophecy. And there's prophecies that was given by Jewish people back in the 1800s and in the 1700s, which were genuine prophecies. But there's some prophecies today, and some people think that the Messiah could be on the earth now. Now, that might disturb you. Some people think the Messiah could be here now. But if we know what a prophet said in this end time, and we know what this Bible said, he's not here yet. He's not here yet, for it says, whenever Jesus was ascended into heaven, the two men at white said to the ones that stood round, this same Jesus that ye have seen go up shall come in like manner. And he says, when they tell you he's out in the desert, don't go out, believe it not. Amen. For as the lightning shineth out of the east unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be, or so shall the coming of the Lord be. So we know that he's not on the earth yet. Why? By the Bible. But you see how close it is at this time. It's so real. There's not a knife width, blade width, between the error and truth. It's so close. And the Bible, remember, the Bible said we were possible even to deceive the very elect. And the Baal, the way they're worshipping now, just let me, I'll quickly go over here till, when I see about it over here, and I want to read you some of it, just to find this. Now, scriptures and that, I'm not going to get to them, but I'm going to read you something. I read it here one Sunday morning, I'm going to read you this here again. I'll just stick a wee note in there. Now, I want to read you this in Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 9. Now it says in verse 8, it says, chapter 3 of Isaiah in verse 8 down here from the 12th verse, it says, for Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke his eyes to glory. And to show their countenance doth witness against them. They declare their sin as Sodom. What? Do you see it? They declare their sin as Sodom, They've come out of the closet, haven't they?
Yes.
They're not afraid anymore. They're in high positions. The government's full of them. And you know, I'm going to tell you perilous times is going to come. You think the Bible says it, that it wouldn't be right? I'm telling you, it's going to be right. You know, whenever Brother Branham stood on the platforms and discerned the thoughts and the intents of the hearts, you know, those men prayed, oh, for Elijah. They didn't realize that Elijah was with them.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't ever caught on. And you know, today, they're talking about a revival. There's going to be a revival at the British Isles like never was. There's certainly going to be a revival, but it's not. It's going to be amongst the denomination system. It's going to catch everything. Like Brother Brown talked about the squiggle tails and all the stuff. It's going to catch everything. It'll catch a lot. They'll all have the one push. They'll all be one. Foolish virgin. She'll be in with them too. But she didn't go in. But she come out. She come knocking after the five wives that went in. And what did he say to her? He said they didn't know her. He said, I don't know you. You read on down here, it says, their sin, they declare their sin of Sodom, and they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil to themselves. They've done it on themselves.
Yes.
Rewarded evil to themselves. God didn't do it on them. You know, God's the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe.
Amen.
You know, there's people who are not going to make it. People may say, oh, I don't believe that. Well, you read your Bible and you'll find out. Did Pharaoh make it? He didn't. He's in the Red Sea. His remains are still there. And his soul, wherever the place is prepared for it, that's where it is. And he'll come into judgment just like the rest will come into judgment. And you know, when the Apostle Paul spoke of the judgment seat of Christ, he didn't speak of judgment as you've been judged to be cast away. He was speaking of judgment according to your works. And that's what the Bible says, every man will be judged according to his works. You'll give an account for everything that you've done in the flesh, whether it be good or whether it be bad.
Yes.
That's what he says. And it says there, it says, and they say, he says, say ye to the righteous, that it will be well with him, for they eat the fruit of their doings. So if you do that which is right, and obey the word of God, listen now, who does God give the Holy Ghost to? He gives it to them that obey him.
Amen.
That's what he says. He gives it to them that obey him. It says that you do well, you shall eat the fruit of your doings. But woe unto the wicked, they shall be ill with him. For the reward of his hand shall be given him. Well, it's all right. It's all right for them. Now you take the posters and you take the stuff today. And you take all the stuff here. And they want equal rights. So that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. That's against God's word. They're against God's word. They're against the word. And I tell you something, you surprise the people that are against the Jews. I'm telling you, it's not hard to know them. Don't stay open their mouth, you'll soon find out. And I'll tell you, you'd find out, you know, a man said to me one day, but he said, oh, the Jews is this, the Jews is that. I said, well, I tell you something. I said, God give that land to the Jews on this earth.
Amen.
By inheritance. I says, he's the one that give it.
Yes.
And I says, nobody can take it from him. Someone said, was it John said it here one Sunday morning? What was the thing to prove to you the Bible's true? The Jews. Look at the Jews. The Bible's true. Now let me go on quickly here now. I'm not going to keep you much longer. And he says, woe unto the wicked. It shall be ill of him, for he shall reward of his hand shall be given him. And listen to what it says. I read this here one Sunday morning before. Ours for my people. Children are their oppressors, and women reign over them. O my people, they which lead thee, cause thee to err, and describe the way of thy paths.
Yes.
You know, Brother Brown said they never should have got the vote. Oh, they said he was like Paul, he was a woman hater. He said someday they'll elect their own on. They elected Kennedy, didn't they? Women's vote was like a film star. They elected their own one. We've seen it here. Stand them down. Things have changed here. Now I could say more, but I'm not going to say it. This is on tape, I'm not going to say it. But I can tell you this lawn's in a bad way. And the only hope for this country is the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know why this country's in the way it is? People said they talk about global warming. It's nothing to do with global warming. It's sin. They've sinned as with a cart rope. They have denied the Holy One of Israel. They have turned their back on the way that is right. Jeremiah in 6, I think it's 15 or 17, he says, ask for the old paths and walk you there in them. Ask for the old ways, the right ways.
Yes.
Seek after them. You know today, do they want the right ways? No, they don't. But you know the thing today it is, you know, you so many, God never changed his mind about his word. He can't change his mind about his word. His word's forever settled in heaven. The Bible says it can't return unto him void. Didn't the psalmist say, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Or the prophet says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. What did the psalmist say? The psalmist said, I will talk of all his doings, and talk about what he has done. I'll meditate on these things. It says, let the children that should arise, that they may tell them to their children. How are they going to tell them if they never hear them? How are they going to tell them? You know, I said the other day, I asked a question. I said, I'd like to ask the question to some of these people. If you're brought up a Roman Catholic, do you need to be born again? Or are you all right? Can you receive the Holy Ghost without being born again? What will some of these men tell you? Some of these men are calling them abroad. They're calling them now. They're telling you, oh, they're all right. They're charismatic. What did the brother say come from America here on the plane about the girl that come on the plane said about them sticking in tongues and interpreting and doing the things they're doing? Now don't misunderstand me. I believe in sticking in tongues and interpreting. I believe in them things. But that doesn't make say that you're, that doesn't save you. That doesn't make you ready for heaven. Jesus done all them things too. He healed the sick too. He was along with our, what was it? He was along with our disciples. He done the same things they done. But he betrayed the Lord. Why? That he might go to his place. That's why Brother Branham preached the sermon, the anointed ones, the infant. They are anointed. Genuine. Their anointing's real. There's nothing wrong with anointing. It's a dead, genuine anointing. But the vessel's false. Why is it false? They don't keep the word. They say to you, you need it. Oh, it doesn't matter how you're baptized. Well, you can be baptized, calling three Trinities over here. You can baptize in the name of Lord Jesus. It's a matter of your choice. It's not a matter of choice.
Amen.
It's no matter of choice. The gospel that Peter preached was, repent and be baptized, every one of you,
yes,
and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For he said, what? The promise is unto you, to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord your God shall call.
Amen.
That's the word. Peter had the gospel of circumcision to the Jews.
Yes,
and Paul had the gospel of uncircumcision to the Gentiles.
Amen.
He said it doesn't matter about you being circumcised in your flesh. It's your heart that needs circumcised.
Yes.
And it's only the word of God that can circumcise your heart.
Yes.
Why, they're in some mess. I wouldn't go from here to the end of the road to hear someone. You say that's an awful thing to say. Why would I? Whenever you hear a man say, talking at a funeral and says, now will their baptism stand for them? And they never even were baptized. They're only sprinkled with water with three titles called over them. I probably was sprinkled too when I was a young fella, but I can't mind that. But I probably was, just like all the rest. But I never had none of my family sprinkled. For the simple reason was, when I come to understand the word, I realized that if they repented and got saved, they need to be baptized the proper way. I tell you, the first time ever I heard a message of Brother Branham's, I think it was the anointed ones at the end time that I heard, and the man said to me, a Pentecostal man said, I wouldn't let you hear it, only I knew your sound doctrine. He was a Trinitarian through and through. Three gods. The pagans had three. One body with three heads on. Popish doctrine. Why, sure you would know. Common sense will tell you. If you didn't know the Bible at all and looked at some of them stuff, or you watched some of them programs that they have on television and seen all that rubbish and all that stuff along them, I'm going to tell you something. Do you see, if you had seen Jesus when he was on earth, you couldn't have tell him from the rest of the disciples.
Right.
Oh, you say, Billy, you could. No, you could not.
That's
right. And you say, well, now, could you prove that by the Bible? I could.
Yes,
I prove the Bible, for when they come to the garden, they didn't know which was where.
Yes.
And if I say it's the one, I'll kiss, that's him.
Yes,
that's right.
And Jesus said to them, had I been so long in the temple where you're teaching and healing the sick, why did you not there? And they said to Jesus, who are you? And he said, I am. And they went backwards and fell to the ground.
Amen.
He was I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He was God.
Amen.
He was God. But Gary said God couldn't die. That's right, he couldn't. But his son died. You say, does that not make two? Well, it was one. Now, he wasn't his own father. I don't believe that. I don't believe the oneness doctrine, not by a long shot.
Yes.
I believe the word that a prophet brought.
Yes.
I'll believe it. I'll stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm resting. Thousands of voices shouted, I'm resting on what you preach. And he said, I preach what Paul preached. And I'm depending tonight on what Paul preached. I'm resting on what Paul said. Why was Paul a smart man? He was a smart man. He's smarter than any lawyer there is today. And you know that the day you've got these men that are smart men, where are they taking you? They're taking you to a false religion. To a false worship. You know it said, narrow is the way. What is it? Straight is the gate. It says, broad is the way and wide is the gate. Many there be that go therein. The narrow way, there's few on it tonight. There's not many on the narrow way tonight. But the narrow way leads to that city of light. It leads to heaven and home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God tonight for salvation.
Amen.
Praise God for that day at Calvary. You know, I wakened up this morning, and it was just the end of my life. I wakened early. I just wakened this morning, right and early, just as it was getting daylight. And there was a wee bird in the garden, and he started to whistle, and he started to sing. And boy, he was whistling. You want to hear it, would have done your heart good. And I said, I wonder what he's whistling. I wonder if I could interpret it. What is he saying? And then I said to myself, I wonder if he's saying, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for provision. Thank you, Lord, for the everlasting arms that are round about. Thank you, Lord, for the precious blood and the redemption love of Calvary.
Amen.
I wonder what he said. I'm sure the Lord knew what he was saying. I'm telling you, the Bible says there's not a sparrow that falls to the ground that he doesn't know about. He says the hairs in your head are numbered.
Amen.
Know what he says? Don't you be grieving like others that have no hope.
That's right.
Our hope is in Christ. That's why the writer sung the wee song. My hope is what is my hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
Yeah.
You know what Paul said? Paul said something a wonderful thing. He said, this I say unto you by the word of the Lord. Don't be sorrowful as those that have no help. For the Lord, those that are fallen asleep in the Lord, shall the Lord bring with him.
Right.
He'll bring them with him. You'll see them again.
Yeah.
Brother Bram said, how will you know when the rapture's on? Says when some of your loved ones walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's encouraging, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When some of your loved ones walk in. You know, it said some old man, I don't know why, I just can't mind the name of the man, but he was dying. And when he was dying, you know, they said, ah, well, he's soon be gone. And they said, pull the curtains. And he revived up, and he said, what is pulling the curtains for? And then nobody said anything. And he said, get them curtains open up. He says, not there. He says, get you as a fellow that could play a piano, and there's a piano. Get you over to that piano, he says, and you play a tune. Get you over and play now, for he says in 5 minutes from now, I'll be in the presence of the King of the Lord, my Saviour. And he says, you shall still be here. Why, he knew where he was going, didn't he?
Amen.
The presence of the King.
Yes, sir.
The presence of the King. You know what it says there? Here it says, my people, it says there are oppressors or women that rule over them.
Yes.
My day. You'll have to have my day. You know. I took an order from the King of Kings. I own him as my Lord and Savior. I confess him as my King. I have no other gods before me. Like Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. We'll serve the Lord. You know, we need to pray that God's going to do something about this European thing. Millions every week. Millions. Billions every week. What is it? 350 a week? 350 billion a week, is it? It's big money. They don't want any of the prisoners go. They want to pull them down.
Right.
And all it's important to give the word of the Lord. I know you can't say these things out in tape, but just take a look over the board there to see what you have. Take a look down there to see what you've got. You know, from the change to the euro, they were in poverty. You know, in the old God, she was walking in the St. Paddy's parade.
Yes.
Britain out of Ireland. Oh, Britain had to come out of Ireland and they had to know all about it. So, well, who bailed them out when they were up to here? Who bailed them out? The Sterling bailed them out. But there's coming a day when Sterling is not going to be able to do it. There's coming a day. It's coming a hard time. There's coming times of persecution when they'll persecute you if you stand for the truth. You're more ready if you wish you wish you alone. But if you stand for the real truth, they'll persecute you. You know, they got at the last, you know, they didn't want Brother Branham in some of the places. Wouldn't ask them. You know, it said it was all right while the gifts in America. But once the word started to come forth, it said the same thing with Jesus. They were all right to follow Jesus when they seen the miracles and when they ate of the loaves and the fishes, they followed him. But once he said, "Except you drink my blood and eat my flesh," it says some of them went back to us and followed him no more. That's the way it is. They don't want the truth. They want catnip. They're all right. You're not too bad. You were at mass this week. It was. Good man. We at church this week. It was. Good man. That's all right. There's no harm in going to. I wouldn't tell a man not. If a man said to me when mass, I wouldn't tell him not to go. Yeah, well, that's what he wants to do. Let him go. Let him be filthy. Let him be filthy. He that hath an ear. Only he can hear. A matter wee man, go and finish with this. A matter wee man one day. A right wee man he was telling me the books he had done his BA, Bachelor Arts and all. He could have been a pastor of the church. Oh, he wrote a book on suicide. You know, I said them things is all good. But I said, if God doesn't open a man's heart, you can talk to him till the cows come home. It takes God. It's the work of God. It's the work of God. What did Jesus say? Said he, when he has come, he'll convict the world of sin. He'll open your understanding. You know, it was like a revelation to me when I realized that the Lord Jesus Christ, he died for me. It was a weight lifted to me once I realized that he took my sins. Once that dawned on me that he took my sins, well, if he took them, I haven't got them. And boy, I tell you, that was some relief. I was able to sleep at night after, before the covenant. I was able to sleep after. I had rest after. You know, the Bible says the Lord giveth his beloved rest. God's a God of mercy. And you every morning is his mercy. And great is his faithfulness. You know, remember these things tonight. It says the Lord standeth up and he pleadeth and he standeth to judge the people. So that they would enter in. He said they'd enter in with the ancients into judgment. You know, God's coming again. He's coming soon. It would take me the same length of time to get through all of that. The scriptures I haven't to get through all, but I can't do it. I don't want to keep you up. You rise in the morning with children. It's back to school tomorrow, isn't it? Yes, but glad to get back. What? Why, I needn't say one thing to you and think an hour. I wouldn't have been glad to get back. I was glad to get left. It was. But there you are. It's good. Go to school and do well and learn well. Learn well. Do your lessons and study well. And you know it later on will stand here in later life. But good for you. May the Lord bless you. Father God, Lord, maybe not maybe put together the best, Lord, but Lord, just for the cause is to think. Lord, to refresh our memory on some things. Lord, I'm not saying that these people don't. We know, Lord, that they know these things. Just like our brother John said this morning, we know these things, Lord. But just to refresh our memory, Lord. And look to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, you'll bless tonight. We pray, Lord, you'll touch every soul that's in this house tonight. We pray thy blessing on the children. We pray thy blessing on the wives and sisters tonight in this house. We pray thy blessing on the brothers in this house tonight. And we pray, God, that that quickening power that raised you from the dead shall indwell and overflow every one of us for thy glory. And Lord, keep us as the apple of thy eye in the days that lie ahead. And open our hearts to understand thy truth and to know thy word. For we ask it tonight in the name that's above every name. Name that, Lord, we're looking for that stone that Daniel sang for to smite this world system. Oh God, may it come and smite it. And Lord, may your morning rain, may we come, Lord, to live with thee and to be with thee. Father, we're looking for that tonight. And we say, Lord, like the hymn writer said, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Father, we say, all hail to thy name tonight. For Lord, indeed, we can say with the writer, thou hast done great things for upward God. And Father, we're glad for that tonight. We thank you for mercy tonight. We thank you for grace. We thank you for salvation. Now we pray, Heavenly Father, accept our thanks tonight. For we ask this blessing tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Lord God, praise the Lord. Amen.
Wonderful
man. Praise the Lord. Amen.